some thoughts that I wish to share. There are people from many areas trying to discredit Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. by saying that he plagiarized books, speeches, etc., and also by saying that Dr. Martin Luther King's real name is not Martin Luther King, and so on. I personally don't believe any of this, but even if there's any ounce of truth or any full truth to any of the above mentioned regarding Dr. King, I still admire and stand with Dr. King. Regarding Dr. King's name being allegedly Michael King, or whatever his real name is alleged to be, what has that got to do with anything? Let me point some things out. Jimi Hendrix was actually named Johnny Marshall Hendrix when he was first born. Judy Garland's real name is Frances Gum. Furthermore, Patsy Cline's real name is Virginia Patterson Hensley. LL Cool J's real name is James Todd Smith. And DMX's real name is Earl Simmons. So what is the point regarding Dr. King's real name? These people entertained us and made us feel great. Dr. King preached love, peace, and togetherness, while others stood idly by and did very little, if anything, during the times of turmoil and unrest. Dr. King gave of himself to promote justice, love, and peace. Let me point some other things out. Someone else may have invented the electric guitar, but Jimi Hendrix and Terry Kath made it sound really great. The Bible was written by others, but many ministers use it to preach sermons. Some other things to add. Smokey Robinson wrote the songs My Guy for Mary Wells and My Girl for The Temptations. Willie Nelson wrote the song Crazy for Patsy Cline, and Blanche Carter wrote the song Devil or Angel for The Clovers that was later sang by Bobby V. The point is that despite the songs and materials being written and created by others, the singers made us feel great along with helping us bring joy, peace, and comfort to our lives. The Temptations, Mary Wells, and Patsy Cline. There are also many other examples too. Let me throw in one more. Jimi Hendrix did a cover song of Wild Thing by the Troggs. The point is, Dr. King, despite if his name is Dr. Martin Luther King or Michael King, or whatever his name is alleged to be, Dr. King displayed courage that many people wouldn't have even had 1/12 of a nerve to display. He brought peace, hope, love, strength, and determination to many people and to the society. The point is, even if it's true that Dr. King may have used others' materials, literature, names, and teachings, Dr. King did something with them for good and for humanity that many refused and didn't have the courage to do. Many people stood around in fear, wonder, and in hatred while he did something to make the society a better place for everyone, regardless of the color of their skin. Love, peace, and blessings to all.